Thank you, David. We'd like to welcome new listener Mrs. Cynthia Holden of Dereham. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox news. Along with our news items, we have two features, one on the local boxing scene and the other from an author and TV presenter talking about the benefits of fruit and veg. We also have letters to the evening news and information desk. Our first news stories include the start of new homes at 80 and the possibility that jobs could be saved at Swinton Insurance's call centre. But first, Take That, cast a musical spell at Carrow Road. Pop superstars Take That well and truly cast their Wonderland magic over Carrow Road as they took to the stage for their first ever Norwich concert. Take That danced from the rooftops during the song Superstar, sung The Flood underneath the most striking of waterfalls, and were surrounded by fiery tribal spectacle for Relight My Fire, in a show full of show-stopping moments. Among the most spectacular was when the entire stage bloomed into brightly coloured flower during the song's New Day and Shine.
There have been hundreds of data protection breaches at our councils in the last 2 years, including information sent to the wrong people, being lost or even stolen. This newspaper asked Norfolk County Council for details of data protection breaches under the Freedom of Information Act after it was fined £60,000 by the Information Commissioner's Office, ICO, in March, for leaving files that included sensitive information about children in a cabinet sent to a second-hand shop in April 2014. In the same year, another serious data protection breach was referred to the ICO by the council. In this case, information was left insecure and released inappropriately to a third person, the council said. The ICO visited the council last year to investigate its data protection measures. It found there was reasonable assurance that processes and procedures are in place and delivering data protection compliance. However, over the last 2 years, there have been 280 breaches investigated by the council. The most common was information being sent to the wrong email or postal address. This happened 112 times. That was followed by information inappropriately disclosed in writing or orally to people outside of the council, which happened 67 times. There were also breaches from equipment being stolen once and information or equipment being lost 12 times. On 6 occasions, information was inappropriately accessed by council employees. This newspaper also asked the council how many of these breaches resulted in disciplinary proceedings. They said this happened in a small number of cases, but would not say how many.
A Cypriot nurse who was working at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, NNUH, has been suspended from the profession after she failed to pass English tests. Eleni Stravro worked in the hospital's emergency assessment unit surgical from February the 8th to April the 25th last year. But in May last year, concerns were raised about Ms. Stravro's lack of English, and NNUH referred her to the regulator for nursing and midwifery professions, the Nursing and Midwifery Council, NMC. The NMC hearing heard how Ms. Stravro took an International English Language Test, IELTS, in which nurses must score 7.0 to be able to register in the UK. However, Ms. Stravro, who has now returned to Cyprus, came away with an overall average score of 5.5. There have been calls for the pass rate to be lowered to 6.5 to bring it in line with other countries such as the USA, Australia and Canada. And more than 3,600 nurses signed a petition to that effect. The IELTS exam has been used for nurses and midwives from outside the European Union since 2007. But in January 2016, it was rolled out to all applicants who did not train in the UK. However, Some reports suggest it has taken applicants between 8 and 12 months to pass the exam, with the majority of applicants needing more than one attempt. And recruitment agencies and nursing leaders have warned this has caused delays in overseas recruitment, which is needed to fill positions as UK nursing applications have dropped.
Hopes have been raised that jobs could be saved at a Norwich call centre, which has been threatened with closure. Its closure would mean the loss of up to 180 jobs, as the company concentrated its call centre services at head office in Manchester and looked at shutting 84 branches nationwide. The possibility that at least some of the jobs could be saved was welcomed by local politicians.
A woman has been arrested after a man was stabbed in the chest in a flat in Norwich. Police, including armed officers, were called to the scene. The victim, a man in his late 50s, suffered a serious chest injury, but is not thought to be life-threatening.
The region's biggest house builder has moved into its new home at Broadland Business Park. Staff at Persimmons Homes Anglia transferred to the purpose-built headquarters from their previous offices near Lowestoft. The company says the office will allow it to continue its ambitious growth plans. Performing the official ribbon-cutting ceremony was long-serving employee Gillian Kiley, who marks her 25th anniversary with the firm this year. Andrew Fuller, Managing Director of Persimmon Homes Anglia, said, "We have ambitious plans for further growth and need a headquarters that can accommodate that expansion. The more central location of Broadland Business Park will allow us to meet the targets we have set ourselves, as well as providing first-class accommodation for our staff. Up to 50 staff will be based at the three-storey, 9,000-square-foot office."
Animal sanctuary workers were appalled to find a frightened, stressed and dehydrated dog cruelly abandoned outside their premises in the middle of the night on one of the hottest days of the year. Staff at Pact Animal Sanctuary in Hingham had attended several emergency call-outs during the night when they returned to find a dehydrated and underweight Boston Terrier dumped outside. They have since given the elderly hound, who they have named Marty, a thorough medical examination and plenty of water and food to help him recover. They have also cut back his claws and given him worming and flea treatment. Thankfully, Marty will survive because he was discovered relatively quickly.
It was in 1973 that the Norwich Corporation sealed a deal to buy more than 500 acres of land at Beauthorpe. The bulk of 80 has remained unbuilt until now. The development will include a range of properties from one-bed apartments to five-bed family houses, as well as 57 affordable homes. Work on the 172 properties is now underway. The hope is that the first tenants will be able to move in by the end of the year.
A Norwich University has been given the gold standard in a scheme which assesses teaching quality at universities. Norwich University of the Arts, NUA, was awarded gold in the government's new Teaching Excellence Framework, TEF, which judges universities against 10 criteria and helps students decide where and what to study. Professor John Last, Vice-Chancellor, said, "We are absolutely delighted to have been awarded gold. It is an endorsement and recognition of the hard work and excellent teaching at NUA over a sustained period of time." Meanwhile, the University of East Anglia, UEA, was awarded an overall mark of silver in the TEF. Professor Neil Ward, Pro Vice Chancellor, Academic, said, "We've always maintained a strong focus on teaching, because that's what really matters to students. Our focus for improvement in terms of achieving gold in the future is around employability, where UEA is below the TEF benchmark. This is an area we have been focusing on in recent years."
A Tavram Doctor Surgery was ordered to carry out a fire risk assessment and up its game on record keeping, staff support and infection risk as part of an inspector's report. A Care Quality Commission, CQC, report gave the Taverham Partnership in Sandy Lane a requires improvement rating. The report offered a range of criticisms, including the practice did not proactively offer support for carers and not all risks to patients were fully assessed. On the plus side, the report also said the practice had good facilities and was well equipped to treat patients. Patients said they were treated with compassion, dignity and respect. It also said that the majority of patients said they found it easy to make an appointment with a GP with urgent appointments available the same day. Dr. Henry Kazubowski, a senior partner, said some aspects of the report were disappointing. He said, "We are pleased that no area of concern regarding clinical practice were identified at our recent CQC inspection."